Elsewhere, Bahrain, new protests and a Saudi-backed crackdown. In the village of Ekka, regime forces attack and brutally beat up a group of protesting youths. Activists say several protesters were injured and arrested. Several villages are the scene of demos. In the latest wave of outrage in the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom, protesters are calling on the ruling regime to step down. Since last February, Bahrain has been rocked by opposition protests. According to international human rights organizations, at least 80 people have died. Protesters insist the ruling monarchy step down and make way for democratic elections. They've been braving a ruthless Saudi-backed crackdown in the face of Western silence. Well, joining me now is Eugene Dabos of Beirut's Notre Dame University. He's joining me now by satellite from the Lebanese capital. Sir, welcome to the program. Well, no let up from the Al Khalifas. Can you further elaborate on the hypocrisy and the inconsistency on part of Western countries, most notably the U.S. And Britain, among other things? The media still hasn't given the deserved coverage to the pro-democracy protests, and yet there's still no action taken to quell the crackdown on the peaceful demonstrations in Bahrain.
Well, it's interesting, the discrepancy, because up until 2 years ago, the distinction was made between Arab dictatorships, which were pro-Western, and anti-Western, or in previous decades, pro-Soviet. And if they were, quote-unquote, our dictators, it was fine. Now, with the Arab Spring, this has shifted. And Bahrain is one of the most significant exceptions to the rule, because here you have a clear-cut case of both confessional and economic oppression by a strong family who's been in power for several hundred years and is pro-Western and pro-Saudi, more importantly. And the West is obviously not interested in destabilizing this. On the other hand, Western observers have severely criticized the crackdown, but they're not willing to back it up with sanctions.
And how far do you believe the Al Khalifa regime is willing to go to quell these demonstrations?
I think they've proven that they're willing to go all the way, including Saudi invasion. The opposite approach would be to co-opt the opposition and offer them concrete minor concessions. I mean, one of the, I think, important distinctions that was made by the opposition is between a constitutional monarchy and a republic, a true democracy. But just a small concession would be, for example, to stop the gerrymandering, where voting districts for parliament that are primarily Shia are much larger than the districts that are primarily Sunni, which is an obvious violation of a fairness doctrine. Small steps like this, I think, could do a lot to take the pressure off of the regime if they were followed up by gradual reforms. But I don't think at the moment they're even interested in that.
All right, many thanks. From the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Mr. Eugene Dabos, thank you indeed.